Hi, everyone. Welcome to Monday Morning with Maria. Today, I want to talk about time management. I'm absolutely obsessed with time management and productivity, and I'm always trying to find ways to be more productive. And you always hear people say, you know, how are you? And they say, oh, yeah, I'm good, good. I'm really, really busy. But I hate that word because busy does not equal productive. You could spend your whole day being busy and get absolutely nothing accomplished. So there's a huge difference between being busy and being productive. So I like to be productive. I hate being busy. We all have the same hours in a day. We all have the same amount of time. The difference is really how we use it. And one of the biggest excuses that I always hear, it's a really common one, and I've used it and I continue to use it sometimes, but here it is. I say, well, you know, have you, when I coach with my students or when I talk to people and I ask them, well, you know, are you doing that thing that you wanted to do? And they say, well, yes, I'm trying to, but I just haven't had the time. It's not that you haven't had the time. And I know this stings when I say it because it's true. It's not that you don't have the time. We all have the same amount of time in one day. It's that you didn't make it a priority. You didn't make it a priority because if you really think about it, the thing that you were supposed to do is probably only going to take 30 minutes, 1 hour. You know, I'm sure that you can find that 1 hour a day. So let me just give you an example. I'm working on formulating my group coaching program, which comes out in September, and it's called Coach with Maria. In the past, I've done one-on-one with a lot of students and members of the network to help them grow their business. But now I want to reach out to a group of 25 women only and really guide them through growing their business in the next for the next 6 months. And so I have a lot of things on my plate. I run the network. I wear many hats. I'm a single mom. I have a real estate career. And there are a lot of obligations for me. But Coach with Maria is something that I'm absolutely passionate about and that I have to make the time to fit into my daily schedule. So I say to myself, okay, so what are my priorities today? And I always have three main goals. If I feel that if I have more than three main goals that I'm working on, I become way too scattered. And in the end, I don't achieve anything. So my three main goals might be to grow the She's in Biz directory by X amount. The second goal would be to work on the Coach with Maria curriculum. And the third goal might be, you know, to work on a real estate deal. So if it's more than three goals, I feel I become way too scattered. And so I make things a priority. So I take a fresh sheet of paper every day. I know it sounds really basic, but I write down like my top 10 goals. And at the bottom, I write my main goals. And if the things that I'm doing are not directly funneling into those other main goals, then I don't do them. So for example, I say, how much time do I have to allot to Coach with Maria? Okay, I'm going to allot at least 1 hour a day. And I'm just going to like hammer out curriculum or recordings or sales page or whatever it is that I need to do to bring me closer to that goal. And it's not a lot. An hour a day, you can find an hour a day. So whether it's waking up earlier, like for me, I wake up anywhere between 5 a.m. and 6 a.m. And so morning for me is most productive. I can find an hour a day or, you know, it could be at the end of the night or after dinner or just before I go to bed. So really make it a priority. I don't have time is really, it's an excuse. And remember, busyness does not equal productivity. What we put at the top of our list determines how we spend our time every day. So I love this expression, don't let the day run you. You run the day. So every morning, really set your intention. What is it that I'm going to do today? What is it that I want to accomplish to get me closer to my goals? And that's really just writing it down and making certain things a priority. We're all overwhelmed with, you know, social media and spending so much time on it. And for me, I spend time on it because it's part of my business, right? I have a social network, so I have to be on social media. And I enjoy it. But spend your time strategically, or maybe set a timer and say, you know what, I'm going to put aside 15 minutes today, and I'm just going to like scroll around, and when that timer goes off, stop, like literally stop, right? There's many books on productivity. Two of my favorite mentors for productivity are Brian Tracy. He's got a great book called Eat That Frog. And also Brendan Burchard is like the king of productivity. So what I want you to do today is make a list of all your time wasters, whether it's like mindlessly scrolling through social media and then like, you know, an hour has gone, whether it could be watching TV, complaining, maybe it's oversleeping. I want you to think about, if you created more time, what would you choose to do with it, right? So people say, oh, I wish I had 5 more extra hours in a day. Well, we don't. So if we could take away some of those time wasters with the space that we've created, what would we choose to do with it? So take out a piece of paper and make a list of all your time wasters, whether it's watching TV, gossiping, worrying, complaining about things, maybe, you know, sleeping too much. That's, you know, I hate to say it, but oversleeping is a time waster. And think about how much time you spend on each of those things, right? So write down your time waster and the amount of time that you've wasted doing this. This is not for everyone, but I disconnected my TV probably about 3 years ago now. And it's been a huge factor in my productivity and getting things done. And we don't miss it at all. When I say we, I mean my son and I. Of course, we all have the computer and, you know, we have internet. But TV was just another way that we could, you know, zone out or waste time. And we don't have that anymore. So what that has done is it's really opened up my time and allowed me to read more books. You know, focus more on the network, be with my family more. And I absolutely love it. And I probably will never go back to TV. But what I want you to do today is circle one of your time wasters that you can cut out today to create space for something that you really want to come into your life. And don't use the excuse there's not enough time anymore. Because it is really an excuse, right? And excuses are what get in the way of our goals. So what else would I like to, I'd like to talk about a couple of other things. For those of you in Vancouver, the Ladies Who Lunch are hosting their 4th annual summer patio party happening in Vancouver at the Arbutus Club. This is our signature event where we wear our fancy hat, we have a beautiful lunch, and it's really a very memorable time. I encourage all of you to attend, and we are having our early bird special, which is $20 off the ticket price until the end of Monday today, so please take advantage of that. The other thing I'd like to bring your attention to is the She's in Biz directory, which is another benefit of the Ladies Who Lunch Network. It is a public directory. People can view your business. The public is allowed to leave reviews for you and give you a 5-star rating. So something that's very, very beneficial to your business. We currently have a summer special happening. For those of you that are not members, I will waive the application fee and you have a choice of your payment. There's a monthly option available as well. Coffee with Maria, for those of you that have been asking, we are taking a break for August and we will resume in September. Coffee with Maria is our monthly networking meeting. That happens the first Tuesday of every month. For those of you that don't know, I'm also a real estate agent. If you have a look at movewithmaria.ca, you can have a look at all of what I've been up to in the real estate world. And if anyone needs any help buying or selling, please feel free to contact me, movewithmaria.ca. And as always, I like to welcome our new members into our network. We have new members joining every week. I'd love to be able to introduce you to the rest of the women. We're almost at 200 members globally. Most of our members are from Vancouver, simply because that's where we started our live events. However, it is a global network, and we do have members from all over the world. North Carolina, UK, Panama, just from all over the place. So you don't need to be in Vancouver to join the network. The benefits are online. I'm launching Coach with Maria in September. I'll have a little more information for you about that later on, but I'm selecting only 25 women, and I'm going to be working with them very closely. We'll have weekly calls, weekly assignments. There are 6 modules. We're talking about mindset and why it's so important. We're talking about the foundation, what you need to have a solid foundation for your business. We're talking about your audience, who you're speaking to, and why it's so important to clarify that. We're going to talk about websites and branding, why your website is important, and how to get clients from your website. You know, we don't want it just to be a pretty business card. We actually want our website to do something, which is to get clients, and I'm going to show you how to do that. We're going to be talking about offerings, what it is that you sell, how you sell it, how you like to work with people. And finally, in Module 6, we're going to talk about social media and marketing, how to market your business, and that's very, very important. And so that's it. I'll give you more information about that, open to only 25 women. I'm very excited about that. And ladies, if you ever have any questions, please feel free to send us an email, info@ladieswholunchnetwork.com. Finally, I'm looking for She's in Biz sales representatives. If you are interested in helping me grow the She's in Biz directory, it's a great position. You can work from anywhere in the world. All you need is an email, a computer and a Wi-Fi connection. There is compensation involved. And if you are interested in the She's in Biz sales rep position, please email info@ladieswholunchnetwork.com with the title She's in Biz sales rep. So that's it, everyone. I hope that you stop using the phrase, I don't have enough time, and really prioritize the things that are important to you. And this has been another episode of Monday Morning with Maria. And remember, keep dreaming and keep dreaming with your eyes wide open. Bye for now, everyone.